France's Minister for Overseas Territories is visiting the French Caribbean island of Guadeloupe, where he's insisted that compulsory vaccinations for health workers will happen eventually. Hundreds of people rallied against the government's plan on Sunday. But protests have morphed into a larger movement against high poverty levels. To placate people, Paris now says it is open to discussing more autonomy for Guadeloupe. Natasha Butler reports.
Well, the French Minister for Overseas Territories visited a military base. He met security personnel and also police officers. Some of those officers were injured in the unrest that has shaken Guadeloupe over the past 2 weeks. Now, he refused to answer any questions after his visit, but he did give a brief statement. He said that in the next day he would be meeting officials from Guadeloupe, also some representatives of trade unions, to talk about some of the grievances they have on social and economic issues on the island. He'd also talk about COVID restrictions, in particular this very contentious issue of mandatory COVID vaccines for health workers. On that point, said Sébastien Lecornu, France could not be flexible.
Let's be clear. The law of the Republic in terms of mandatory vaccination will apply here in Guadeloupe and in Martinique because they're French territories. And no one would understand if a law that protects health workers and patients was not enforced.
Well, for some people in Guadeloupe, the minister's visit simply comes too late. 2 weeks after the unrest and the protests and the strikes began. They say that this is just another example of the way that Paris regards people in Guadeloupe. For them, they feel very often that they are second-class citizens. In fact, one protester told me that if such a situation had flared up in mainland France, a minister would have been dispatched within hours.